A bill that aims to help get a state pilot program on carbon sequestration going passed the state house Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the bill now includes more rights for landowners and a strict deadline.
The amended bill addresses at least some of the concerns that farmers and landowners had with Wabash Valley Resources storing its carbon emissions under their land. They still can't opt out of the project, but instead of a one-time payment of at least $250 per acre, they would get an annual payment of 40% of the average cash rent in Indiana. That works out to about $100 per acre every year, says Jeff Cummins with the Indiana Farm Bureau. He says when a similar bill was proposed last year, landowners weren't even guaranteed payment and couldn't sue if something went wrong with the project.
So we've really made leaps and bounds in terms of the changes from 1 year to the next and even a couple of weeks to now.
Lawmakers approved the pilot project with Wabash Valley Resources about 4 years ago. If the company can't get a federal permit in 5 years, the bill would kill the pilot. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Environmental groups are concerned that leaking CO2 emissions from carbon capture and storage projects could pollute drinking water sources, suffocate residents and animals, or cause earthquakes.